This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. A few more highlights as we wrap up another epic week of the Future of Everything Festival in New York City. The Journal's glimpse into the future with the brightest minds in tech and beyond. That's after these tech headlines.
As it overhauls how it engages with campaigns ahead of elections in 2020, Facebook said it stopped paying commissions to employees who sell political ads. In the wake of revelations about Russian efforts to influence the 2016 election, senior leaders at the company debated whether it should cease running political ads entirely. Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg made the final call to stay in the business, though changes will be made to how it operates. Scrutiny of Facebook's role in the political process has only intensified over the past 18 months, with allegations that its platforms have been used for attempted election manipulation on six continents. DoorDash said it has raised $600 million in a deal that values it at $12.6 billion. This is as investors clamor to get into the food delivery business. They remain undeterred by the lackluster stock market debut of Uber. The deal gives DoorDash a private market valuation higher than the market capitalization of one Domino's Pizza, if you're keeping score. The DoorDash announcement comes on the heels of a $575 million investment round last week in European food delivery startup Deliveroo, led by Amazon. And now for some semantics, if you wouldn't mind. Let's start with the word ship. It used to refer to a vessel that floats on water or the act of sending mail. It's now used as something else entirely. As you might know, derived from the suffix of relationship, it now means to endorse a romantic union. And it is the basis of a new dating app catching on with women. Online dating king Match has teamed up with millennial digital brand Betches to create Ship, which has launched this year and allows friends to vet potential mates for one another. Dating app users report the sea of potential matches is overwhelming. And in its first quarter conference call, Match said Ship is seeing strong engagement in big cities. The company said roughly 70% of registration thus far are female and about 60% of matches are made by friends. Coming up, dipping back into the Future of Everything Festival with a look at the future of social media, broadband access, and of course, eating. Themes such as isolation, connection, social media, and of course, eating were all hit upon at the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything Festival this week. You can catch up on everything that the festival had to offer at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. You can also listen to the Journal's Instant Message podcast for some of the biggest highlights. Among one of the biggest themes were social media and connection versus isolation. Seema Sistani, the co-founder and chief executive of the House Party video app, spoke at the festival about how House Party is averting a loneliness epidemic.
We felt that there was a solution that was needed out there, particularly for the younger demographic who's feeling, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that they're on the precipice of a loneliness epidemic. And they're spending so much time on their devices, in their rooms. And what we're trying to bring is humanity back into connecting. And we all sort of opted into asynchronous communication. We started texting each other back and forth. We started, you know, liking in a news feed or retweeting or responding in these asynchronous manners. And sure, it's like efficient, but it doesn't fill your tank in the same way that like seeing somebody face to face does. And this is a response to that feeling and just trying to get people connected again.
In order to access such video chat apps, one certainly needs internet, a challenge for rural America as of late. Lando Lakes president and CEO Beth Ford says that farmers are struggling to access basic resources because of their limited access to broadband.
The problem that we're going to have is this technology, these tools that have been developed, they cannot be leveraged broadly. Probably about 30% of farmers don't have broadband access. You know, there are 200 counties in America that don't have broadband access. They're in rural America. And this is a real issue. So beyond the tools, we touch half the harvested acres in America. We touch 25% of the farmers with our federated model. The biggest concern I have is their ability to make investment in their communities. They are not able to do that. We're looking at all different options because, you know what, there's not going to be one solution.
Switching gears and to mix it up, a quick check-in on the future of food. For all the talk of dining apps and food delivery, much of which discussed at the festival, the future of how we look at food continues to evolve. And apparently the future is a healthy one. According to restaurateur Anthony Porowski and the resident chef of Netflix's Queer Eye, home cooking is due for a modern-day revival.
When I was developing the menu, it definitely had a lot more meat and dairy on it than it does now. Like, our menu now has zero dairy and no red meat, and we just have a little bit of chicken, one thing with fish, and then everything is pretty much plant-based. I'm thinking about a lot of, with everything that sort of like Bourdain did, for example, and now David Chang, and there's a lot of content. And I know I'm a Netflix baby, so I'm like obviously promoting shows that are there, but they're like, there's so much awesome, because convenient doesn't have to be total garbage.
That was, but of course, a sampling. You can check out more at WSJ.com for all things FOE festival related. Make sure you check out WSJ's Instant Message podcast as well. As for the tech news briefing, that wraps it up for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.